Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Pat Baldwin, UW-Milwaukee men's head basketball coach. Coach, how you doing?
You know, I'm doing all right, trying to manage. How about you guys?
We're hanging in there. I guess, what is it like right now when normally you'd be recruiting and calling guys and bringing guys in and going and seeing different AAU leagues and all that kind of stuff? What's it like right now?
You know, it's stagnation. That's what it's like. Normally, like you had just mentioned, we would be out in gyms watching kids play or having kids on campus for official visits or unofficial visits, and now everything is done, through the phone, whether it's calling, whether it's texting. The virtual stuff is up and booming now, and you know that's something that we've been taking a part in as well. So it's a little bit different, and we're finding ourselves, our coaching staff, we're finding ourselves probably even more busy than normal.
I know Bob Huggins has suggested that in all these holiday tournaments, these preseason tournaments they do, Maui Invitational down in St. Thomas on Islands and such. He said, well, instead of doing that, maybe we just bring the seniors back for one game or one tournament, and then they go ahead and ride off into the sunset. A lot of these guys that didn't get a chance to play in the NCAA tournament. I know logistically it would almost be impossible, but did they give you a bunch of different options or ideas regarding postseason tournaments this year, or was it just shut down and that's it, and everybody was kind of left in limbo, and then you had to tell the seniors goodbye without really playing a final game, so to speak?
Yeah, I think it was just shut down, but really this was when all of that was going on. We had no idea. Probably no one had any idea how long this would linger. And, some were hoping it would be temporarily and then you could bring it back. But, you know, the hard part about that is you're saying bring back seniors. There were still some tournaments that weren't even decided. So, or in their first rounds. So who are you saying can and can't play in a tournament setting? You know what I mean?
Right.
Or the NCAA tournament. Because, you know, you have some, you know, there's some leagues that only have one bids coming out of those leagues. And, you know, maybe you had a third seed and a one seed, you know, still competing, or a one and two seed competing against a, you know, who knows, four and a five, whatever. And but those games hadn't been decided. So who wins those games? Who gets to go to the tournament? You know, how are you deciding that? It probably would have been really tough to try to disseminate all the different ways that you get something like this going, but I understand his reasoning.
Yeah, I guess a lot of coaches just felt for the seniors. They just felt bad for the guys or teams like Dayton, who was such a highly ranked team and hadn't been there in a long time. I mean, you feel for teams like that. Talking with Pat Baldwin, UW-Milwaukee head men's basketball coach. So I know there is a genuine concern off in the distance for some of these college football coaches for their season. At what point do you start to get nervous for the basketball season?
You know, I start getting nervous when you creep into the football season and there's nothing happening there. And, you talk about the urgency that you want to have. But I start worrying into October and into November if this is still going on. Just how much of an impact will that have on our season? And it's just a horrible time that we have to go through all of this. And especially like you just talked about with kids that are playing their final years or coming up on their season. What about, those kids who dreamt about being in college basketball, period, for their first time, the opportunity there as well. So it's, hopefully it doesn't happen, but if it starts getting into the October, November, area where we're still haven't done anything or made any ground with this, then that's when I start to worry.
What is it like right now? I mean, I have not been on a college campus, obviously, with everybody doing the self-quarantine, and I've tried to limit myself to where I go, but I would assume it's just like just a really weird ghost town right now, right?
It is. It's like a continuous spring break, and we all know how the college campuses look on spring break or during that time, and, you know, there's nobody there, and it's just empty. There's no business as usual from that standpoint. So it's difficult to fathom, you know, what we're going through, and we just have to, you know, have trust and faith in our medical doctors and scientists, whomever is trying to come up with a vaccine to help you know, stymie all this.
I've always said I can't think of anything like this in my lifetime, and I don't think you can either. But now, do you sit down every day and try to chart out things to do? I mean, in my life, I used to sit down. I'll sit down with Joe, and we'll kind of plan the show. But I used to do different things, and now I'm relegated to household chores or stuff that, you know, things around the house. I mean, you know, it's tough when you're a basketball coach. You're expected to put a team together, recruit, you know, bring guys in, and you're doing everything on the phone or Skype. And it's very difficult when you can't sit down and you can't look parents in the eye. And how much has your world changed in that sense?
You know, it's changed. But, you know, what I try to think of myself is an organized type of person. And so I do kind of, whether it's on paper or in my mind, chart out what I need to do each and every day. You know, one of those things is, you know, having staff meetings virtually, and, you know, doing, I don't want to, you know, do any promoting, but, you know, we do that all the time. You know, when we talk about recruiting, we talk about our guys' academics, we talk about, you know, just how we play and different things that we want to do from that standpoint. So there's that stuff that we chart out. You know, we talk about recruiting all the time, and, you know, who we need to reach out to and what time and when, because some, you know, it's unfortunate. Some parents are still working. You know, there's some, you know, kids that we talk to that their parents are in the medical field, and they have to do, they're in that service industry where they have to, you know, they're an essential part of helping in this crisis and in this pandemic, you know. So, you know, it's, you know, as much as you can do to be organized during this time, the better you're off. And then, yeah, I still have to do my chores around the house and even more. You know, you know, I'm one of my chores was, you know, I had to put you know, the NBA court down in front of my house to you know, to simulate a basketball court. So that was one of my chores. Took a long time.
Hey, I also wanted to ask you, what does this do for a school that does not have football as far as the financial aspect of it goes? Because football carries a lot of these big-time schools. Basketball really does give the influx of cash into the athletic department there at UWM. What has this meant for just the athletic department in general and revenue lost and you know, future forecasts and things like that?
Yeah, football is huge, and, you know, I think because of the bowl championship series, some of the schools have reaped the benefits of that. But if it goes any further, yeah, it'll cripple some athletic departments because they depend on that a lot. You know, same thing with the Final Four not going on. There was a huge chunk of money from the NCAA, you know, from the sponsorships and all of that that trickles down to many programs and colleges across the country, that now it starts to impact athletic departments. So, you know, you see the trickle down effect of everything that's happening with this virus and what it means financially. And hopefully we can, you know, hopefully there's enough reserves that, you know, if we have to go in and dip into that, we can, but doing so responsibly.
Does a smaller school like UWM feel the effect more or less than, say, like UW-Madison, because Madison relies so much on that big ticket Saturday on the football program? Do they feel it? Do you guys feel it, but you don't feel it as nearly as severely as UW-Madison does? Or because you're smaller, this is what you rely upon?
Yeah, I think it impacts the smaller schools, and in particular us, you know, more than it would Madison, just because of, you know, all the entities involved in a big school like Madison, you know, from the Big Ten Network, the football, mm-hmm. you know, so many other revenue that come into and go into that program that's different for us at Milwaukee. So, you know, we would certainly feel the crunch, even if this goes on even further.
Coach, one quick thing, and you guys come out of your season not the way you'd wanted to kind of end the season, but give me your aspirations, your thoughts, and I don't want to say your projections, but just some of your optimism going into next season as far as your team goes.
Well, you know, my optimism is that we have hungry guys that weren't satisfied with how we finished up. We, you know, towards the middle of the year, and particularly in the Horizon League season, we were right in the mix of everything. And then we just hit a tough stretch and had some guys get sick. So, you know, our guys are hungry. They're fighters. They want to win. And, you know, they're calling me during this time and telling me all the work that they're putting in at home and wherever they are to be prepared, you know, if and when, you know, this takes place for us to get back out and train. So our guys are hungry. I'm excited about someone like Tijon, who is going into his final year here, that you know, that all of our guys want to work hard for him, and he wants to work hard for them. And you know, we have, you know, I truly believe that we have some guys that have learned how to play this college game. We have two freshmen in Courtney Brown and C.J. Wilburn, who for the first time went through college basketball, and they'll come back a year with experience and playing a lot of minutes. And Josh Thomas, who played a lot of minutes early, and then you have Ben Baker coming in, who sat out as a red shirt that I'm excited about. And you know, there's a lot of great things to look at with Milwaukee basketball, and that starts at the top with Tijon and his play and what he's capable of doing. And I think that if we get this thing going in due time, you know, you're going to see, you know, a change in Milwaukee basketball, particularly with the guys that we have coming back.
Coach, we wish you nothing but the best. Stay safe, and then we'll talk to you hopefully in the fall when we start getting ready for college hoops to start up in the winter, okay?
Absolutely. Appreciate it. Take care, you guys.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. Pat Baldwin, UW-Milwaukee men's basketball head coach, just giving us a sense as to what it's like right now on campus, what coaches can and can't do, and the ability you do and don't have to do certain things. But joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.